Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, October 25th, 2011. This is audio boo number 120. Well, this is my second attempt at recording. I tried this different headphone with the USB adapter for the iPhone, and the iPhone did not recognize it. So that's it. I'm going back to my normal Apple iPhone earbuds. Hey, we're going to talk a little bit today about Netflix, the stock market, and President Obama's refinancing plan. First, let's just dive into Netflix because it's been a favorite topic of mine, and I talked about it again not too long ago on an audio booth / podcast. And, well, they reported yesterday after the bell that they had lost 800,000 subscribers. Besides that, hey, profits were up because they raised their prices. Woo! Yeah, I don't know. What do you say? This is a company that the stock was $304 at its peak. Nice number, right? Last time I checked, it was in the 70s today. And that was, I think, a little bit before the bell closed. So what a disaster. Really a bad marketing strategy when the CEO said, hey, we're going to double our prices by splitting our DVD business into a DVD and streaming business. So I don't know about you, but I have a lot of friends who were Netflix subscribers who decided, you know what, at 10 bucks a month for the single movie and unlimited streaming, hey, I'm good with that. That's a fair price. I can do that. But in today's world, when you double that, you say, well, $20, you know, I don't watch that many DVDs, and I don't really stream too many either, maybe a few here and there, or TV shows or something like that. So you're talking now $20, and hey, Redbox is just charging $1 a DVD, right? Or I think maybe a little bit more for a Blu-ray, but still reasonable if you're only watching two or three a month. And, you know, that streaming stuff, you could get it elsewhere, right? You could get it on Crackle for free or whatever. You could, there's other services now out there too. I mean, you could get Hulu Plus. You could do Amazon. Amazon Prime is $79 a year. Smaller catalog of streaming than Netflix, but they also have the pay-per-view. So you could also just, you know, so you don't have to get in your car and drive to Redbox. You could just, you know, order a movie right there on your Amazon. Or through your cable company, DirecTV, Dish, Comcast, Charter, whatever. And I think people just made that decision that, you know, 20 bucks is a little bit more money than value that I'm getting out of it. So I also had friends who canceled their DVD and kept the streaming, and so they also didn't get any additional money for that. So I think in the bottom line is that the company basically took a wrong turn. Apple's going to have a TV service. Google's got stuff. There's just a lot of competition out there. Raising prices and increased competition really subjects you to market forces in a big way. And I think that Netflix is figuring that out firsthand. So expect another apology from the CEO. We shall see. The market tanked today. You know the reason. Europe. It's the reason. It doesn't matter what's going on in Europe. I mean, what's going on in the stock market, up or down, just look at Europe, and that's the reason du jour. That's why. And things were kind of positive over the last week when, hey, it looks like there's going to be a summit. There's going to be a resolution. It's going to be the land of milk and honey in Greece. There's going to be no problems whatsoever. But then what happened today? Did Germany say summit schmummit? Did they just say, nah, never mind? It's starting to look like, you know, just let the thing default. And heck, things aren't great in France either, right? Is France going to have their debt downgraded from where it is, AAA to AA? I mean, is it getting that bad over in Europe? Probably. And, you know, you still got all those other countries, you know, Italy and Spain, and heck, now maybe France coming along too. So things aren't good in Euroland. And overall, you know, it's something we already knew about. You know, adding debt to more debt isn't really a solution. Maybe it paves over, it glosses over things, or maybe we're just focusing on earnings here. I mean, things here in this economy, we're going to get the GDP number out this week. Probably not as bad as folks think. Things are actually growing okay here. And we saw a little bit of a world revival in growth the last in stocks the last few, last week or so. But now it's back in the hot seat with Europe, and who knows what else. Netflix. You know, Netflix also did the other thing, too, is they said, hey, we're not going to expand internationally now because of what's going on. And I think that's the wrong turn, too. I think, man, you know, you guys should just expand and get more customers, get more revenue. There's no reason to rein it in and you know, go in the turtle shell, because I think the only way you get out of this is by growth. And maybe you do growth by cheaper prices. Maybe try to get subscribers back by cheaper prices, in addition to going internationally. That's just my thought. Hey, the other thing, too, is President Obama unleashed his refinancing plan yesterday. And I commented yesterday I thought it was a good idea. And after a night to sleep on it and listen to some pundits who, you know, a lot of folks are coming out against it. And I think they're just anti-Obama in general, as opposed to just recognizing something that's really a tax cut for some folks. You know, this is going to put a few hundred bucks a month in some folks' pocket, those who are upside down on their mortgage and haven't refinanced since June 1st, 2009, which hurts me since I refinanced last year. So, heck, it's not benefiting me any directly, but I think it's going to help some folks out and gives folks some more money to spend. And I know it kind of seems like it penalizes folks who are paying their mortgages monthly and doing the right thing. But on the other hand, it is an economic stimulus. And these homes, I mean, a lot of these folks are going to lose their homes. And I'm not sure. It's still on the taxpayer. I mean, if it's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And if folks don't make those house payments, guess what? They're going to lose that house, and the taxpayers get it anyways, right? I mean, so I don't really think this is a big pain for the taxpayers. I mean, it is a pain, but it's going to happen anyways. And this just helps folks stay in their homes. And it also, you know, puts for more money in their pocket, which should increase demand for stuff, an extra few hundred bucks a month. Heck, they could go back and subscribe to Netflix, because who cares? What's $20 a month, right? Well, hey, it is Tuesday. There's no football, no baseball, no basketball, nothing on tonight, so it's a good night to catch up on housework, right? So, hey, I'm not sure what the music will be. I'll have to figure that out when I get home, but I hope you're having a great one. And the music in the background is from PodSaveMusic at MusicAlley.com. This is The One and the Many with The Storm. See ya. Let's hang out.